Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Alleluia. Holy Gospel is written in Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you. So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, Greetings! And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alone together, two words that the Northumbria community have used to describe their commitment to the new monasticism movement. Two words that are having an ongoing resonance for me as we isolate ourselves and then immediately want to reach out to others. We love and need them. Social media has proved invaluable for everyone, helping families, friends and communities stay in touch, as well as keeping many businesses afloat. For the church, helping us stay connected for prayer and worship. Not anything like being actually together, but certainly saving us from a sense of loneliness. Our high-tech gizmos have opened up relationships at a different level, and some aspects of that are proving beneficial. It is all very different. Things are changing rapidly. Things were changing rapidly that first Easter day, as if there hadn't been enough change already. Mary and her friends make their way to the tomb, bewildered, fearful, questioning. They don't know what to do. So they did something familiar, and it probably was familiar for them, anointing the body of a deceased loved one. Our society tries to cocoon us from death. It wants each of us to remain a unit of consumerism forever. We are encouraged to believe that death is something that happens to other people, somewhere else. Something that happens in a story, in a film, to folk in the olden days, to people far away. Until that is, it hits home, strikes us in a personal way. And it will. It does. Now we've been jolted out of any denial. Now we all sense death knocking on our doors. No wonder most of us are being quite good at social distancing. The women have many concerns spinning around in their minds, chief among them, who will roll the stone away? Once there, the scene is not as they expected. Something has happened, something inexplicable, something extraordinary, something miraculous. Things were never going to be the same again. Many have been saying something like that in the last couple of weeks. This is a turning point. We've had time to reflect on our lifestyles, our chasing after money, our obsession with stuff, our enslaving work schedules, our rushing everywhere, our photoing everything, and then having a sense of a strange emptiness that we promptly fill with more of the same. Already the sky is bluer and cleaner. Our roads are quieter. The earth is beginning to patch herself up. we weren't making much of an effort with tackling climate change. Now we've been given a kick in the pants. That first Easter day was momentous. Things did change, people changed, and the minds of many were affected then and ever since. But, yeah, you saw that coming. Despite all that, despite Jesus giving of himself, life did go back to normal. The old ways, the dissatisfying ways, the boring ways, the dog-eat-dog ways, the greedy, selfish ways, the fearful, keep-it-all-to-myself ways. After all that's going on for us at present, do we really want to get back to normal? Or might we accept this time as a growing pain of humanity and now move on? Jesus died for love of us all. He rose to new life because love cannot be contained, repressed, ignored, forgotten, killed off. What more do you expect God to do for you?